Setting goals is easy. Achieving them, not so much. Many design business owners set their wishes and not goals, which means you want to get to 10K months, hit six figures, or work part-time while making a full-time income. But then that doesn't happen. Or you realize it's way harder than it should be. Why? Because you didn't set your goals properly. Or even worse, you didn't break them down into action steps that will help you get there. In today's episode on the Profitable Graphic Designer podcast, we're talking all about your mindset. You have to believe you can achieve your goals before you set them, right? Setting your goals, breaking them into steps, and making the money you deserve in your creative agency. Welcome to the Profitable Graphic Designer podcast. I'm Katie Sundell, brand strategist, designer, and the CEO of a successful six-figure design agency. I teach brand, graphic, and web designers how to get more clients, increase their pricing, and build profitable design businesses in a simple and sustainable way. We have online programs, courses, and templates that you can use, as well as our coaching and mastermind high-touch experience for creatives. You can find out more about starting and growing your design business at aventiveacademy.com. But until then, grab a cup of coffee and join me in today's podcast episode. Today's episode is not all about setting goals for 2024, even though I know that that's something that you might be interested in. And we will talk about your goals, but it's not just about setting that like imaginable goal for next year and then trying to figure out like how to achieve it. But in today's podcast episode, I really want to talk about setting the higher goals than just a year long goal. And also, I want to help you like really break everything into steps on how you can achieve your goals, whether that's in a month or 2 months or a year or 2 years and so on. So we are not just talking about setting goals for 2024, but we are talking about business goals in general. So why we are talking about goals? Well, yes, it's the end of the year, it's December, but also I do want to help you figure out what your long-term vision is. We want to talk about your short-term motivation. I want to help you provide some direction. Like, I want to help you like have that like clear focus, help you make decisions, push you forward, like really measure your success, help you track your progress, like make you take an action. Like really, I know what's possible for graphic, brand, and web design business owners, and I want you to see that and I want you to get there. We've had so many students inside Aventive Academy, specifically going through the Profitable Designer program and our accelerator, the Creative CEO, who got to their goals way quicker with the tips and tricks that we provided, with all the educational material. And they got to, you know, signing 10K clients that you hear online like all the time as one of the goals that many, many business owners, creatives, designers really have. Getting to six-figure businesses, even signing 25K clients, getting, you know, not just high-paying clients, but getting the dream clients. They're really passionate about like, you know, working with them. And that is the dream. Like the end goal is to really work with clients that we love, and having that financial flexibility and time freedom. Like that's it, right? So how do we get there? You cannot get there unless you have a clear goal and then that you can break into smaller goals and smaller steps so that you can achieve the bigger goal. Before we start, I want to tell you that everything we are going to talk about today is coming from the Profitable Designer Program. The Profitable Designer Program is Aventive Academy's signature program. It's a 12-week program that helps brand, graphic, and web design business owners get to five-figure months and grow their business in a sustainable and profitable way. If you want to learn more about this amazing program, you can visit AventiveAcademy.com/make-money. And I'm going to leave the URL in the show notes. Okay, so we're going to start with the mindset, but I don't want to go too much into it. However, it is important because your mindset is the foundation of your creative business, because your behavior and business decisions are all based on your thoughts. Everything we do starts from the inside, and you need to learn how to control your thoughts so that they help your business instead of hurt it. I'll give you an example. When I started my business, I thought that when I get an email that is an inquiry from a potential client, I needed to respond immediately. Like, I remember sitting at a bar with my husband and his friend and just not being able to communicate with them because I was responding to clients' emails because I believed that I had to respond immediately because that would mean that I'm available so that they would hire me. But that's actually not a case. And it's funny because now, even when I see an email, and let's say that email, like someone sent me an email like right now, and I see that email at this moment, I'm still not going to respond. I'm going to still wait at least 12 hours to respond, because right now I believe that if you respond to your clients, to your potential clients, to an inquiry immediately, that means that you're available. That means that you're not busy. That means that you don't have enough clients. That means you're not good enough and all those things. But what changed? Nothing. Just my thoughts. And then based on that, my actions are different. My behavior and my business. I mean, this is a small and maybe not as important example, but I want you to just think about what is that that maybe you do in your business that doesn't help you at the moment. For example, you know, when I was responding to the clients immediately, it was 6, 7 p.m. and I wasn't able to have a normal, like, social out of business life because I believed that I had to respond immediately. But in fact, when I'm working or when you are working with business owners, they know that other business owners are busy as well, and they do not expect you to respond immediately. In fact, it's even better when you wait a little bit. And again, like, what changed? Nothing, just my thoughts and then my actions based on those thoughts. And here's another common thing. Like, have you ever felt like all the other designers out there are better than you are when it comes to, you know, now we are still talking about mindset, or that you aren't talented enough to go off like on your own and freelance, or maybe you think you aren't getting enough clients because of your portfolio? Maybe you even sat down and thought about all the times when someone wasn't happy with your designs or told you to start all over. Like, how about the thought that you will not be able to get enough clients or high-paying clients, and that there are many amazing designers on Instagram and that you're not there? Well, a negative mindset will affect your confidence and cause you to feel shy and insecure, and that's going to also decrease like your ability to provide better proposals, and you will be charging less because you don't believe in your services. You know what I mean? Like, a negative mindset will really affect your confidence and cause you to feel shy, as mentioned. And negative thoughts also lead to frustration and overwhelm and even like depression. And I don't want you to get there like ever. So that's why it's very important that even if you feel down at the moment, like maybe this year wasn't as good as you thought it could be or it should be, and that's okay. Try to figure out how to overcome that and how to see, you know, maybe a new year as a new start. Maybe you need a break. Maybe take a break for a couple of weeks and see it from an outside perspective. Like, what is that that's not working in your business and why? How can you improve it? Look for motivational and inspirational videos. Like, it will really, really help you. Because if you think that you cannot get high-paying clients, let's say right now we're trying to get a 20K client. Like, if you think that you cannot get a 20K client, you will simply not even try to get it because you don't believe you can. Like maybe you will still be, you know, posting and sending proposals and emails and whatnot, but that's not it. If you start thinking, I can get 20K clients, then you start thinking, how? How do I get that client? How? So instead of, can I? You will ask yourself, how can I? And that's going to change everything. And I was in both, like really, I was on both sides. At the beginning, you know, you probably know the story that I used to charge $65 for a logo design. And oh my God, it was a mess. And, you know, at that time I was like, oh my God, I can't charge 500. I can't charge 1,000. I can't charge 5,000. I can't get a 10K client. It was totally like, I can't. I would like to, but I cannot get there. And then I wasn't getting there. As soon as I started to think, yes, I can get there. I can get there. Okay. I'm like, how do I get there? How? And then I started breaking that goal like down into segments and trying to get there. And then I got there, you know? So for example, like getting 10K client, if I'm thinking like, how can I get 10K client? Okay, well, someone who has $10,000 to invest in a branding agency, what is that they're looking for? Where do they hang out? Do they scroll on Instagram? Really? Like, do they have time for it? I don't think so. Where would they be? Do they go to networking events? Yes, but not to random networking events. They go to very specific ones. Okay, well, let me look into, you know, very specific events around Austin. Do they go to free events or they go to paid events? Well, they're probably not wasting time on free events, even though there are many, many amazing free events. I'm not saying that there are none, but maybe they are looking for paid events only. Maybe they want to work with people who also pay for their events, you know? And that's how I started, you know, really signing those 10K clients. So you have to be positive, and I really want you to think how you can get there, whatever your goals are. Now, when it comes to your goals, I want to write them down. And this is something that we'll be working on for the next couple of minutes in this podcast episode. But again, it's all coming from the Profitable Designer Program. So your main goal will be your financial goal. If you're talking about business, right? Like how much money your business needs to make. So your financial goal like would include, first of all, you have to write all your expenses down. So that's like all your business expenses, like your website, mockups, online courses that you want to buy, your file storage, like a cloud, your emails, Adobe Creative Suite, you know, like Photoshop, Illustrator, whatnot, all your personal expenses as well, like your rent or loan, bills, healthcare insurance, car insurance, daycares, like if you have kids, you know, things like that. And then profit for the business to reinvest. So, you know, like maybe for ads, for writers, for, you know, maybe hiring other people, virtual assistants, developers to help you improve your website. And then profit for yourself, which is like your clothing, travels, bars and restaurants, like maybe you need a new phone that you can also write as a business expense and so on. So basically, you will need to have all your expenses written down. So that is your financial goal. And then you would have to break that down into how many clients you would need to get per year, per month, per week, or whatever to get there. If that means that you need to get 80 clients, that means you're not charging enough. And it's not almost like impossible to get there, right? Well, actually, let me pull some numbers here. So in 2016, I had 80 clients, 80. In 2017, I had 55 clients. In 2018, I had 31 clients. In 2019, I had 15 clients. In 2020, I had 7 clients. In 2021, I had 4 clients plus like 3 smaller projects and so on. So you see what's happening here? I had less and less clients every single year, but every single year was more profitable than the previous one because I was charging more. So I was working less and making more money. And that is the goal. That's what you want too, right? So if you have, you know, let's say a six-figure goal, which I know that a lot of you have, and a lot of you have achieved that, but I'm going to use that 100,000 as an example. And if you, you know, divide that by 12, you get, what do you get? Like you get 8,333. How many clients do you need to get per month to be able to make that much per month? If that is something that's not possible, then you simply have to change your goals or you have to increase your pricing. And it's really as easy as that. And like, I really want to, you know, like write down all your services, everything you offer, write down your pricing next to the services, like approximately, because you have to figure out what your profitable offer is going to be, how many clients you need per year, and then per quarter, per month. And then also, what do you need to do in order to get that many clients? You know, maybe right now when you're writing that down and you're like, oh, well, my average project is 8,000, so I need just 12 clients. Okay, how many leads is that? What is your closing rate? So if, let's say, your closing rate is 30%, which is pretty good, that means that per three potential clients, you get one client. If you're trying to get 12 clients, that is 36 leads next year. That means, you know, and then how many people you need to reach out to be able to get that many leads and so on. And it's all about starting from that higher goal and then breaking it down. And I know that as creatives, we tend to be all over the place. Sometimes we're not sure exactly what we need to do, what services, even like really, even what services we offer, what process we lead clients through, and many other similar things. So what I mean by services that we offer is we can offer many different things. We can offer logo design, flyers, business cards, website design, colors, you know, visual identities, even brand strategies, things like that. And then clients are confused. And to be honest, like they have to understand easy and in like the most simple way, what is that that you can help them with? And I'll give you an example. So one of our students that joined the Profitable Designer Program and then later the Creative CEO Accelerator at Aventive Academy, she was charging like $650 for logo design, I don't know, like $220 for stationery design, and then, I don't know, like brand board, mood board, whatever. Like it was literally like a menu with pricing to the right? And the problem with that is that the clients don't really see the value in your offer. They don't see how you're different than all the other designers on the web. And there are many, which doesn't mean that there is no room for you. That's a different topic. And what we helped her with was figuring out who her ideal client is and what the ideal offer is. So instead of offering everything and anything, she decided to offer branding. And I know that that can sound broad, but it's basically brand strategy, visual identity. Like that's it. Instead of, oh, this and this and that. And we also helped her put a price tag on it, which was, I don't know, $5,000 or $10,000. I don't remember anymore. But instead of constantly being in that like feast and famine and trying to figure things out, now she has a clear offer and she knows exactly how she can help her client, you know, get to their next level or grow their business or whatever those goals are. And her clients understand her offerings and why she's different than all the other designers. We basically helped her position her business as the best possible option for her dream clients. So this is definitely something that I would suggest you work on as well. I want you to have a clear offer, pricing, ideal client, like really knowing what is that you offer. And it's not a list of services. It's a one thing that your clients appreciate and really need. And I know that sometimes all these things like working on your business plan, your goals, your brand plan, it's really not creative. You know, running a creative business is not always creative. And truth be told, it's actually not creative at all. It is completely the same as running any other kind of business. The services that you offer might be creative, but everything else that goes into a business is probably not, unless you're like me and fall in love in the business side of running a design business, like talking to clients, creating offers, sending emails, writing contracts, going to networking events, tracking your finances. All of this is business, but it's not as creative as, selecting colors, for example. Now, why am I telling you this? Because I used to have a 9-to-5 at a printing company, and I dreamed every day of becoming a freelancer, a business owner. And I thought that once I left my job, I would be consistently designing, creating and developing new logos and business cards and posters and so on. Instead, after I went full time in my design business, I found myself chasing clients, sending emails, reposting. And I don't know, it was just a lot. And only about 20% of my time was creative. The more clients you have, the more industry-related work you will be doing, but there are things you just can't escape, such as creating proposals and communicating with clients and setting goals. You really have to set your goals and not wishes. Now, why did I say wish? Because have you heard the sentence that says, a goal without a plan is just a wish? Because for many years, I really had a wish. I wanted to, get to six figures. And then, yes, I would break that down into how many clients I need and all of that. And then nothing. And then I'm writing blogs, going to networking events, doing a bunch of other things, but I'm not getting to my goal because I didn't break it down well enough. And I didn't understand what actions I need to take in order to really get there. So, writing that goal, breaking it down, creating a business plan, it's all very, very important. And as we are close to the end of 2023, I think that this is the best time for you to really jump into, understanding and knowing what is that you want to get next year, how to get there. And again, if you need any help, we have the Profitable Designer Program. The link is somewhere in the show notes. So feel free to check it out. And I hope you join us because we really have helped so many designers get 10K clients, six-figure businesses, even beyond that. We help them expand, hire, and whatnot. So yeah, just check it out. Now, I also want to share how not to be overwhelmed with all the tasks that you need to do in order to get to your goals. Maybe, let's say you set your goal at $200,000, or maybe we can even keep it at $100,000 per year, next year. So how do you get there? You want to make those $8,333 per month, but how do you really get there? You use your numbers. I'm using these numbers as examples. I'm sure that now when you realize that you will need a lot of clients next year in order, maybe not a lot of clients, but either you need to increase your pricing and then figure out how to find clients that are willing to pay you that much for your services, or you realize I actually need 20 clients. How am I going to get 20 clients? Can I even execute all the projects and so on? So how do you how do you stay calm and not overwhelmed? Well, I want to write down all the action steps that you could take. That doesn't mean that you will, but if we are talking about, when it comes to marketing, if we are talking about Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, I really want to figure out what are, let's say, two social media platforms that your ideal client would use the most. And before you do that, you would have to figure out who your ideal clients are, but exactly in detail. We're not talking here just about demographics, how old they are, where they live, things like that. Those are really basic things, but also about their lifestyle, about their day-to-day actions, what is that they do, every single detail, do they have time to scroll on Instagram, or maybe they go to networking events, or when they're looking for a designer, maybe they would log into LinkedIn and search there, ask their network, and so on. So I really want to figure out who your ideal clients are, where they hang out, and then from there, what social media platforms to use. And it's funny, but a lot of creatives, a lot of designers are so obsessed with Instagram and Pinterest. And even though they do work, I really and truly believe that every social media, not just social media, every marketing strategy does work. It's just a matter if it's going to work for you or not. So if you are into posting, your designs are amazing, you know how to educate people about something, or you know about your services, let's say you're a visual identity service provider or whatever it is, like if you are talking about visual identities all the time, if you're educating people about why logos are important, about color psychology, and everything that goes into visual identity, you can definitely position yourself as the leader in your industry. But just ask yourself, how long would it take for you to really stand out on Instagram where all the other creatives are as well? And I know I'm always pushing LinkedIn because I believe that LinkedIn is, you know, a B2B, business-to-business platform. And I got the best clients from LinkedIn. So I'm always like, oh, LinkedIn's going to work. LinkedIn's going to work. But it really depends on who your ideal client is. And I also want to mention that a lot of designers, a lot of creatives keep posting on Instagram and thinking something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. But if it's been months and nothing has happened, I believe it's time to look into something else. Like, why waste your time? You know how time consuming all the social media is. So, you know, why are you still on Instagram if it's not working? So how to not be overwhelmed is really, you don't have to completely delete it, but post once a week. Like, that's it. You don't have to post more often. Just post, right? But then focus on LinkedIn or cold DMing or, you know, cold pitching, cold emails or going to networking events or, you know, something else. I also want to figure out if you need to improve your portfolio, because that is something that's very important. And it's kind of like when you are reaching out to clients or even when they reach out to you, that is something they will ask for. So, you know, once you have your portfolio improved, you have it all ready to go, you know who your clients are and where they hang out, you then focus on marketing, either that's inbound or outbound. So inbound marketing is the process of helping customers find you rather than going out and finding them. Versus like outbound marketing is going to networking events, speaking at events, sending cold emails, basically reaching out to people. So, you know, you just figure out what is that you want to do and where your ideal clients are, and then kind of like merge the two. In my branding and design agency, we use a little bit of, not everything, but a few things. So we use blogging. So that is inbound. That is how people find us. They find our amazing educational articles and then reach out to us. We use LinkedIn, and that is where we do post, but not as often, because LinkedIn is all about connecting with people and building that network versus posting and commenting and, you know, all that like Instagram and TikTok things. So yeah, blogging, LinkedIn, and then I also used to go to a lot of networking events. So referral, word of mouth is how we are getting clients. Those three main things. However, that doesn't mean that these three things are going to work for you, because I don't know who your ideal client is, nor like what exactly services you offer. So you have to figure that out on your own, or you can join the Profitable Designer Program and go through the lessons that will help you figure that out. Again, if you want to learn more about the Profitable Designer Program, you can go to aventiveacademy.com/make-money. Okay, so I think that I talked a little bit about everything in this podcast episode, but it's really all about setting your goals, staying positive, and breaking those goals into action steps, and then really getting there, getting to your dreams, because they are possible. They are within your reach. You just have to figure out how to get there. And I am surrounded by so many successful designers. So I know that you can get there. You just have to figure out how. And if you're not, you know, if you don't have that support, if you're not sure about your next steps, invest in your education, join creative communities, meet other creatives who are successful, find them on Instagram, reach out to them, make friends. You all can lift each other up. Okay, I think that that's it. And if you have any questions or if you want to chat with me, feel free to reach out on Instagram at Aventiv Academy. Thank you for joining us today on The Profitable Graphic Designer. In addition to this podcast, we have created some amazing online courses to help you set up your business, get more clients, and scale to the income level you desire. If you need help developing your graphic brand or web portfolio so it stands out, if you want to learn how to create proposals new clients will say yes to, if you're still trying to figure out how much to charge for your services, and if becoming the go-to designer for your dream clients is your goal this year, then I invite you to enroll in my signature 12-week program, The Profitable Designer, or one of our other specialized online courses. To learn more about it and get started, visit aventivacademy.com. See you next time.